This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I subscribe to a newsletter from my friend and favorite arborist, Faith Appelquist of Tree Quality. She never disappoints, and this month's I asked if I could share it with all of you. When is a nut not a nut, and a berry not really a berry? She writes, many of the edible plant products which we call nuts are, in botanical terms, fruit. Fruits of many woody plants are essentially foodstuffs for birds, bears, squirrels, and the forest community. Fruits and nuts are very important considerations in woody landscape plants because they offer good ornamental assets like color and texture, and positive identification features through late summer and into fall. However, there's a major disconnect between what the layperson may call a nut and formal botanical classifications of fruit. For example, a peanut, it's not a nut, but a legume. A Brazil nut is actually a seed. And an almond, that's actually a drupe, a fleshy fruit with thin skin and a central stone containing the seed. Other examples include plum, cherry, and olive. As for berries, mountain ash berries are actually pomes, as are hawthorn berries. A pome is a fruit consisting of a fleshy enlarged receptacle and a tough central core containing the seeds. For example, an apple or pear. I have more on gardenbite.com and a link to Faith's newsletter where you can subscribe too. She adds, the list is much longer than the examples she supplied. The question is, does this discrepancy between layperson's terms and botanical terms really matter? For the layperson, nope. It's just fine to eat your nuts and berries, oblivious of how they're classified by botanists. So what is a nut? Find out on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.